the straw, charcoal, and the pea. A long time ago, there lived a poor grandmother. Today, I will make a dish out of peas. Grandmother prepared to light the oven furnace with firewood and straw.
Ouch! Ouch! Oh my goodness!
As soon as the peas were poured into the pot, each one cried out. Just then, when the grandmother wasn't looking, one pea jumped out of the pot and rolled in front of the straw.
Phew,
I made it. But where am I? The pea whispered to himself. Right about then, a lump of charcoal that was burning in the furnace made a small cry and flew out.
Gosh, this is hard.
The charcoal squinted his eyes and wiped his sweat away. The straw first questioned the pea.
Pea, how did you get here?
From grandmother's pot. Just as the fire was being lit up to cook me and my friends, I ran away, the pea proudly boasted. Next, the straw asked the charcoal,
how did you get here?
With all my strength from the pot, I just barely got out, charcoal replied weakly. When the straw heard this, he poured out his heart too. My fate is similar to yours too. All my brothers went into the fire, but luckily I slipped out through the fingers.
Oh, I see.
Really? The pea and the charcoal each said a word and nodded. Charcoal said in a worried voice,
what should we do now? Since we all escaped luckily, let us live together in this strange land.
In hearing pea, charcoal, and straw, thought for a moment.
What should we do?
I think we should do what the pea said. So the pea, charcoal, and straw decided to leave that place. It hadn't been long since they left when they came across a stream.
How can we cross the stream? There's no stepping stones. If only there were some logs.
We can't go back.
Can't there be a better way?
They stared at one another and worried.